ஓம் சாந்தி. டிப்பனிங் த பவர் ஆஃப் யோகா, திஸ் இஸ் அவர் டாபிக். ஃபார் டிப்பனிங் த பவர் ஆஃப் யோகா, we must practice powerful yoga. And for practicing powerful yoga, we need to work sincerely on few aspects. First of all, I would like to tell you, if you really would like to progress in this spiritual life, you must have clear idea about mind and intellect. Because in yoga, our mind and intellect, these two powers are playing role. Soul is invisible power, subtle power. But when we are considering ourselves as a soul, point of light, we must have clear vision of these three powers of yoga, three organs of yoga, three parts of yoga: mind, intellect, and sanskara. Intellect is an eye of a soul. Intellect is always visualizing any object. That is a visualization power of a soul. And mind is a thinking power of a soul. If I ask you, have you seen Dadi Janki Ji? Right after that, you would visualize her image. And you start thinking about Dadi. Dadi is so sweet, so generous, so nice. The visualization power is the intellect, and thinking power is the mind. If you have clear image of these two powers, then your yoga would be very easy. And sanskar, whatever the action we are performing, the effect of our every action on our soul is called sanskars. We have 63 birth sanskars in the soul. That sanskars are related with vices. We have to transform that sanskar by practicing yoga. Now, for experiencing powerful yoga, first aspect is we must practice deep soul conscious stage. What is the method of practicing soul conscious stage? Visualize clearly in the center of your forehead. Who am I? I'm a very tiny and shining point of divine light. Visualize clearly. What type of the light am I? I am a peaceful light, spreading the waves of peace. Be in that stage as long as you can. Experience the quality of peace. There are 7 original qualities of the soul. Original qualities. The divine virtues is a decoration of a soul. Baba had given us that decoration. Ornaments of divine virtues. But the original qualities of the souls are 7. Peace, purity, power. Love, bliss, happiness, and knowledge. These are the original qualities of the soul. Experience one after another. And as much your experience will increase, the aura of a soul will become larger and larger and larger. There are 2 factors in this practice. First factor, visualization of a soul. And second factor, being in that stage, experiencing that virtue. For deepening the soul conscious stage, gradually and gradually increase the percentage of visualization. If you are a new practitioner, you can visualize soul point of light 10% consciousness with 20% consciousness. Increase that. 30% consciousness. 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 soul conscious stage, 0 body conscious stage. That is the deepest stage of soul consciousness. Full soul conscious stage. That is why we must keep on increasing the percentage of visualization on one hand and percentage of being in that stage, the time of being in that stage. Because soul conscious stage is a true consciousness, real consciousness, our original consciousness. Body consciousness is not our original consciousness. That is not true consciousness. Increase the power of truth. Who am I? I am not a brother or sister, but I am a point of divine light. That is my original form. Second step. Second aspect. Experience soul conscious stage with the self respect. Self means who am I, and respect means how am I. I am a soul, but I am a very special soul. I am a world transformer soul. I am an ancestor soul. Experience the self-respect. Try to give respect to yourself. There is a list of self-respect points. Select one or two or three points, whatever you really like. By experiencing that point, you are experiencing true happiness and true intoxication, spiritual intoxication. Turn on that self-respect point. And then try to become the embodiment of that self-respect point. Make that point, make that title a part of your life. Then automatically you start experiencing spiritual intoxication in your life. Because for having powerful yoga, our mind must be full with joy and full with happiness and full with intoxication. Then you would have wonderful experiences in yoga. Very powerful experiences in yoga. If your mind and intellect wouldn't be very happy, intoxicated, you will not be able to have powerful experience in yoga. That is why experience very good self-respect all the day long. Always be seated on the seat of self-respect. Baba has said that if you become the embodiment of one world self-respect, you would become Bap Saman, equal to Father. And day by day, the depth of self-respect, experience of self-respect is also must increase and increase and increase. Natural title of your life. Because when we are very busy in action, we are not really able to maintain that very good self-respect. And because of that, we are not really able to maintain consistency in yoga. If you would like to maintain consistency in yoga, what is the secret? Experiencing consistency in soul conscious stage and self-respect. Experiencing consistency in self-respect and soul conscious stage. Then you can maintain constant connection with Baba. That is why sit in solitude and experience the point of self-respect in your life. Because today also Baba has said that you are a hero actor in this unlimited drama. Your every action must be special, extraordinary, must not be ordinary. Because you are a special actor, hero actor. Our thinking, our words, our actions, our behavior, communication must be special. And third aspect, for experiencing powerful yoga, the percentage of godly love must increase in your heart gradually and gradually. We have love for Baba. But we may have love with others also. Try to focus the maximum percentage of love towards Baba. Because now our love is already scattered. I may have love with my mom, dad, this and that, and also for Baba. Now, my love must be focused on Baba. I must experience Baba as my whole world. And for that, we must have realization. In this confluence age, my love is only for Baba, not for anyone else. My behavior must be loveful behavior, but my true love is only for Baba. Because confluence age is the age. Of experiencing Baba's company all the time. And if we really would like to experience Baba's company all the time, then our true heartly love we must transfer towards Baba. point of, I am a point of light and Baba is also point of light. I am a soul, Baba is a supreme soul, point of light. We can experience this stage for a while. After a while, we start feeling bored. How long I can experience point of light, Baba? That is why we must experience different relationship with Baba all the day long. And maintain link with Baba. Connection with Baba. My intellect must be connected with Baba. I must not share my love with any physical being or any physical things. Why? I must have that realization. There are five reasons. Or five realization. If we realize that, then automatically you start focusing or transferring your love towards Baba only. First realization. Only God's love is a reliable love. Trustworthy love. Human love is not reliable love. Second aspect. Only God's love is unconditional love and uncomplicated love. Human love has lots of complications and lots of conditions. And third aspect is, God's love is a gridless love, an unlimited love, an impressible love. Human being love is limited. Bhava is ocean of love. Unlimited. And Baba is not having any expectation from us. What is the difference in human being love and God's love? The bird in a cage is the result of human love. And the bird flying in the sky is God's love. The bird is enjoying his flying. And fourth realization is, only God's laws purify the soul. We can experience upliftment. Human love becomes impure, makes us impure. And this is the time of becoming pure. And only God's love is making us pure. And fifth realization is, God's love is taking us holiest and highest place, Paramdham. And human love is just making us wandering here and there in this useless world, Maya's world. That is why in this confluence age, I must not share my true heartly love with any physical being or physical things. This is the sign of sensible soul. If my intellect is pulling somewhere towards any physical being or physical thing, it means I have some attachment or attraction towards that things or being. Experience that particular relationship with Bhava and get detached from that place. Fourth aspect. For experiencing powerful yoga, the depth of God consciousness must increase all the time. Be with Bhava in soul world. What is perfect remembrance? Bhava used to say in Murli, remember soul world and remember me in soul world. Remember soul world and remember me in soul world. Perfect remembrance means experiencing Baba as a son of knowledge in soul world and I the soul in front of Baba sitting there and my eye of intellect is focused on Baba and my mind is chanting the mantra of Manmanabha. This is the perfect remembrance. The eye of intellect must be focused on Baba. Once you are focusing your eye of intellect on Baba, means you got the connection. After a while, you may lose the connection. Possibility is there. But when we are losing connection, and if we really want that connection in a second, what is the yukti for that? What is the technique for that? First of all, just be in soul conscious stage and try to check the eye of intellect. Where is that? That is not on Baba, that is somewhere else. Check it and change it. Put it on Baba. Check it and change it. Put it on Baba. As much the power of checking and changing is increasing, that much our concentration power is increasing. Now, increasing the depth of yoga means we must increase the percentage of awareness being with Baba in soul world. You are a new practitioner. Out of 100% consciousness, you may sit with Baba with 20 or 30% consciousness. Now, increase that 30 to 40%, 40 to 60 there. 100% consciousness there and 0% in this corporeal world, that is the deepest stage of yoga. That is a karmati stage of yoga. When Brahma Baba was karmati, in those days, if somebody was going to meet Baba, Baba, anybody can observe from Baba's eyes. Baba is only physically here, but mentally he transfer himself in soul world. He is not anymore here. Anybody could feel from Baba's eyes. He is sitting in Paramnam with full consciousness in Sri Baba's company. By this way, we must keep on developing the quality of yoga. Depth of yoga means quality of yoga. And time of being in that stage means quantity of yoga. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. We must keep on increasing vertical progress and horizontal progress also. Sometimes when we are sitting in Baba's company in Paramdham, we are thinking, can I sit very close to Baba or not? We may have sometime thoughts. Baba is ocean of purity. I, the soul, is having lots of black spots of impurities on me. Can I sit really very close to Baba in Paramdham or not? Such type of the hesitation also sometimes we are experiencing. Can we sit very close to Baba? Our consciousness will not bite. He is the ocean of purity. And I have the souls having lots of power, dots of impurities on me. Yes or no? Can we sit very close to Baba? You need to clean. There are two reasons. We can sit very close to Baba without hesitation. First reason, he accepts me as a child. Child have right to sit very close to his father. And second reason, he accept me as his bride. He is my bridegroom. Bride have right to sit close to her bridegroom. That's why without hesitation we must sit very close to Baba and we must enjoy his company. Now, second important aspect. If you really would like to experience powerful yoga, when we are sitting very close to Baba, the position of our sitting of mind must be proper, must be powerful. For instance, Baba is a almighty authority. He is ocean of power. And I am a just soul, I am a soul, point of light. In this situation, you can receive little power only. Very little power. Baba is almighty, I am master, almighty soul. Baba is son of knowledge, I am also master son of knowledge. If you would have such type of the powerful stage of soul consciousness, then you can absorb tremendous power from Baba automatically. You can receive lots of powers from Baba. And you can experience powerful yoga. Instead of that, if you are thinking, Baba is almighty, but I am a soul. Yes, I am a soul. Only a soul. You will receive little bit power, little, very little power. And third important aspect, that while sitting in front of Baba, we must not beg anything from Baba. Baba, you are an ocean of power. Give me a little power, Baba. I am your lovely child. Please give me a little power. This is not a right way. Baba said that you are my righteous children. You have right on my treasures. That's why don't need to ask me. Don't need to beg the treasures from me. Sit beside me and keep on receiving your inheritance from me, powers from me. That is why, for increasing the depth of yoga, when we are sitting at Amrutvela or in evening, the consciousness, our consciousness must be maximum in Paramdham with Baba. Because Baba has said, this is the time of experiencing volcanic yoga. Really powerful yoga. Time of experiencing ordinary yoga already over. Now this is the time of experiencing really powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. Because there is not much time left. Very short time is there now for self, doing self efforts. Because we are practicing yoga every day, listening Murli also every day. But sometimes we become angry, sometimes we are having some feeling. Traces of vices are already in the soul. If you really would like to finish the traces, destroy the traces, we need to have powerful yoga. Because in future, we must donate powers to many souls also. That's why we must have the treasure store of powerful. We must have lots of power with us. Then only we can donate others. By practicing yoga, we are recharging the battery of a soul. Huh? We are charging the battery of a soul since 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, the battery is not charging. What is wrong? The cell phone battery is charging within 2 hours, 3 hours. But this battery of the soul takes so much time, so long time. Why? What is the reason? We receive little bit power from Baba through yoga, morning yoga, evening yoga, and we are using that power throughout the day for the self and for the service also. No balance. No accumulation. We are receiving power from Baba, but we are using that also. The expert businessman is always checking the three aspects of his business. How much is my earning? My earning must be maximum. How much is my spending? My spending must be minimum. Then automatically my saving would be maximum, would be lot. And this is the time of saving powers, accumulating powers. And through powerful yoga also, only we can receive lots of powers from Baba. And we must experience that I am the incarnation of economy. I want to use very little power from myself for self-maintenance. But because I have to accumulate lots of powers for the entire kalpa, the treasure store of my powers must be full. And that is why at Amrut Vela or in evening, my yoga must be powerful yoga. Because through the waste thoughts or through the negative thoughts, we are losing so much power. Through the waste thoughts or through the negative thoughts, we are losing so much power. That is why we must transform waste thought in a best thoughts and negative thoughts in a positive thoughts also, simultaneously. Then only the accumulation of powers will increase more and more and more. Powerful yoga. If you have determination in your life, today I want to maintain very good stage of yoga. If you have that determination in morning, then automatically your attention would be there and you can maintain that type of the powerful stage throughout the day. If there is an aim, then you can get the success. If you don't have aim, then how can you maintain powerful yoga? And if you really would like to progress your yoga, then you need to maintain chart of yoga also. Because when we start maintaining the chart of yoga, our attention on our mind and intellect is increasing and gradually. Our attention on mind and intellect is increasing. And if our attention will not be on our mind and intellect, they will not be busy in yoga then. They will wander here and there. That is why Baba has said that if you really would like to progress in your Brahmin life, Baba's Srimat is to maintain the chart of remembrance. By maintaining chart of remembrance, our ruling power and controlling power over our mind and intellect is increasing gradually and gradually. Ruling power and controlling power over mind and intellect is increasing. That is why, if we maintain chart of yoga, that is helping us a lot, really. When I met Bab Dada very first time in 1973 in History Hall, personally, Baba has said to me, if you really would like to progress constantly in your spiritual life, Baba Srimat is to maintain the chart of remembrance. I was just 1 year baby. But when I came back in Madhuban in 1976, and I start living in Madhuban, then I start maintain the chart of yoga, hourly yoga chart. And right after 1 year, when I met Baba, Baba gave me blessing. Your chart of yoga is good and you are in the first row of Pandavas. Right after 1 year. What I mean to say, maintaining chart of yoga is really helping us a lot for our self-progress. Because our mind and intellect, they were out of control since Copper Age. They were under the influence of Maya. Since Copper Age, freedom. They were not having any control. And that is why to control them and to rule them properly, it really needs lots of power, lots of practice, lots of training. Understand? And the quality of our mind and intellect must also increase gradually and gradually. Our intellect must become divine, more and more divine. As much the secret of our Baba's knowledge is increasing, our intellect is becoming more and more divine. Farsighted. Broad. And mind also must become powerful so that the creation of our mind would be powerful thought, positive thoughts and pure thoughts. The quality of our mind should improve, Then automatically these powers are using, they are working properly in yoga. But throughout the day, if your intellect would be busy with Baba, then you can maintain constant link with Baba. And since morning till evening, we must keep on experiencing different relationship with Baba. Because this is a human tendency, he is always expecting something newness. When he is not getting anything newness in his life, then he starts experiencing boredness in his life. Confluence is life. Confluence is life is the most elevated life in the cycle. And sometimes we experience this bored life. How many different relationships you can experience since morning till evening? Six? Yes?
Five?
Eight? Three or four? We must keep on experiencing 11 relationship with Baba. Since morning till night, if we want to be in his Baba's company, we can experience different relationship, 11 relationship. At Amrut Vela, the moment you open your eyes, say good morning to Baba. And experience 1 hour the relationship of Father. He's my Father. And I, the soul, is an obedient child of Father. Experience true fatherly love with Baba. After that, when you are coming to center, Baba's center, experience Baba as my supreme teacher. Listen Murli in Baba's remembrance. Listen Murli in Baba's remembrance and enjoy that Murli. If you listen Murli in Baba's remembrance, you can experience super sensitive joy. The peacock of our mind is dancing. You can count that in yoga. If you listen Murli in Baba's remembrance, you can write that in your chart of yoga. After that third relationship, when you are going for work, or going from away from the center, just experience Baba as my preceptor, Sadguru. Receive powers from his drishti. Experience his hand of blessing on your forehead. And experience all the day long under his canopy. And keep on chanting the mantra. apman manabhava throughout the day. This is also one type of the respect for preceptor. The next relationship, Baba is my best friend. When you experience Baba is your friend, you experience lightness in his company. You can enjoy his company. You can share the feeling of your heart with him. He is my best friend. He is very loyal to me. He never leaves me alone. He is always being with me. He is so royal and so good and so trustworthy. Next relationship, fifth one. Baba is my child. I would like to give him his inheritance. Because he is a very obedient child. He can take me to home for soul world. I trust him. He is my very honest child. Sixth relationship, Baba is my mother, spiritual mother. Because in this world we may have some subtle attachment with our Laukik mother. If you really would like to overcome that attachment, try to experience Baba as your mother. Experience motherly love from him. Automatically, you can conquer subtle attachment of your Laukik mother. Seventh relationship, Baba is my bridegroom. I am his special bride. I am always maintaining honesty in his relationship. I am always sharing my true hearty love with him only. He is my bridegroom. The next one, eighth relationship, Baba is my guide. When you are in confusion, your mind is in confusion, call Baba. Come Baba, sit here and guide me in this situation. What I must do? Give me guidance. Because he is the knower of past, present, future. He can give you perfect guidance. And he is not having any expectation. The worldly guide, they may have some expectation from you. The next relationship, Baba is a supreme surgeon. If you have any old samskar, which you are not really able to transform that samskar, call him. Baba, come here and do the surgery of this old samskar. I don't want this sickness anymore. Please do the surgery and make me free from this old disease. Surrender himself with your intellect. The tenth relationship, protector. He is an almighty authority. He is my backbone. He is my protector. He is always following me. Like a shadow is following me. Always he is following me. That's why I am not having any sort of fear in my life. He is the best protector. He is a powerful almighty authority. And 11th relationship, Bhava is a Dharamraj also. If I will commit any mistake, he is Dharamraj. He is always watching me. He is always keeping eye on me. He is supervising me all the time. I must not commit any mistake. I'll experience that relationship also. What I mean to say, throughout the day, keep on experiencing different relationship with Baba and keep your intellect engaged with Baba and earn the income, multi-million fold income in every second. Baba has said that if you remember me 1 second, you can earn multi-million fold income, so much income. That is why we must keep busy, our mind and intellect busy in this business. Baba is watching us from soul world and looking down. Oh, my sweet child. You want income? You want income? Yes, you want income? You want income? Come in, come in. Sit beside me. And if you are sitting beside Baba, he is the ocean of powers, then take as much you want. Sit just beside me. Come in. We can earn so much income. Now, can we experience really powerful yoga for a while, for a few minutes? Yes? Can you stand up and stretch your body, please? Sit upright. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize clearly and deeply in the center of my forehead. That I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, is a living star. Sparkling star, twinkling star. Wonderful star. Super star. Radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. And experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, incorporeal form, divine form. I am a pure star, radiating the light of purity around my head and experiencing wonderful crown of purity. My true identity in this world is a point of divine light. I am the sole point of light. I am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and the stars. I arrived at a subtle region. How beautiful is this subtle world, angelic world. Everywhere there is a snow white, bright divine light. It is a world of infinite purity. I, the sole point of light, adopt a dress of divine light, dress of an angel. How light is this dress? Oh, the emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad. My sweetest father. Shubhava is also is visible in his prayer. Baba gives me love field drishti. I the angel is receiving tremendous love. And powers from Baba's wonderful drishti. I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arm. I, the soul point of light, is living the dress of angel and flying upwards. Towards the soul world. Oh, I arrived at a soul world, supreme region. How beautiful is this world? It is a world of infinite golden red. Divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. I experience your sweet silence, deep silence. In this silence world, oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. I, the soul point of light, is visualizing Baba's beautiful form with my third eye, divine eye of intellect. I am enjoying his beauty. His ocean of beauty, ocean of purity. Comes the light of my eyes. And I, the soul, becomes the light of Baba's eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Shiv Baba. 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 I, the soul, was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow.
And hey, merciful Father, you picked me up. And put me in your lap. I experience super sensitive joy in your lap. You are so merciful, Baba. You are so generous, Baba. You are so sweetest, Baba. I love you, Baba. I like you, Baba. Is ocean of power, spiritual power. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of extremely powerful rays over me constantly. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous power, unlimited power, from Son of Knowledge, Baba. I, the soul, is receiving and receiving tremendous power. And in the fire of yoga, my past sins are burning away within no time. I am feeling lightness and happiness. I, the soul, is enjoying spiritual sunbath. I am receiving and receiving power from Baba. The battery of my soul is charging. The energy level in me is rising and rising. Truly, these are the most happiest moments in my life. In which I, the soul, is experiencing in the company of Supreme Being, God Himself. I, the soul, is experiencing super sensitive joy in its company. He is my best companion. I feel comfort in His company. How beautiful experience is this? I would like to sustain this beautiful experience as long as I can. In this huge soul world, I, the soul, is enjoying beautiful meeting with the Supreme Father. is ocean of love. I, the soul, become lost in the ocean of love. I experience oneness with Him, combines with Him. I, the soul, felt madly in His love, so that no one and nothing separate me from Himself. I experience combined states with Him. I, the soul, filled with powers, is returning from soul world via subtle region towards the corporeal world and sitting in the forehead, in center of my forehead, near the windows of my eyes. I am Master Almighty Soul. I am a powerful soul, radiating the living waves of powers in this atmosphere surrounding me and charging this atmosphere. Form of my spiritual father is a point of divine light. In the same way, my true form is a point of light. This body is just kocham, body is just vehicle, body is just instrument, body is just my home. My true identity in this world is a tiny and shining point of divine light. The sparkling star is sparkling in the center of my forehead. The light of 8 powers is radiating from me, living star. The soul is receiving the shower of power straight from Paramdham, Son of Knowledge, Baba, over me constantly. And the soul is experiencing under Baba's canopy.
Yeah.